Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair catches it and throws to second with Hansen covering, to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Adair reaches second base with a double. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from foils and he is safe. Landis steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Smith reaches second base with a double. Brandt throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gentile moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Triandos now catching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for Dick Hall. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Busby pinch runs for Dave Philly. Turk Lown now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Landis strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso is walked intentionally. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Andy Carey pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Carey moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Carey scores. Martin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler is walked intentionally. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.